Candace Jordan is the correspondent for this show, the entertainment. Well, sometimes we talk politics, sometimes we talk all sorts of things. Candace, how are you?
I am doing wonderful, Rick. You're having a great show, and I love Elaine Dane. I'm so glad you had her on.
Boy, isn't she good? Yeah, you know,
she is good.
One of the great things is still doing what I'm doing and what you do too is we meet and are introduced to new things and new people and new sounds and new everything. I think that's what keeps you so busy. Yes.
Oh, it keeps us young, Rick. Are you kidding? We don't look an age over 30. I mean, this is our gig.
Hey, I don't care how I look. I care how I feel. And sometimes I don't feel so young, Candace. Talk to me for a second about, before we get into other stuff, do you know Mark Malnati? You certainly know the company.
Well, I certainly know the pizza, and it's one of the best. And it was fascinating to hear him talk about the book. I mean, I don't know him personally, but of course, everybody in the planet, especially here in Chicago, know of the Malnati family. So,
yeah.
I mean, what a great history. Wow.
Very interesting guy. I mean, the fact that he and Arnie Morton were going to make Chicago Fest private, I think, is just a great, great, great story. One of the great... And maybe the only, as far as I know, the big tradition for Mother's Day is to take your mom out to eat.
Yeah, take your mom out to eat. Yeah, you know, first of all, it's you know, these traditional teas. I mean, granted, there are some fabulous ones around town. You know, obviously the Peninsula, the Langham, and the Drake all have beautiful teas. And, you know, the Trump Hotel... I mean, we're talking about brunches, which is the first thing you think of. But the Trump Hotel just opened up their grand ballroom, and I had a chance to see it. And they have redone that thing from head to toe. It is so spectacular. Crystal chandeliers, floor-to-ceiling windows, beautiful decor and carpeting. I mean, and if I were going to take my mom for a brunch or tea, that's where I would go. So exquisite.
What was wrong with the ballroom before? You would think that the Trump ballroom would be...
Oh, it was frumpy. It was really frumpy. It was
really?
It was from the 70s. It had, like, brown carpeting. I mean, obviously, it still had those spectacular views. But, oh, no, they redid this from top to bottom, and it's beautiful.
Really? What do they do there beside Mother's Day brunch? I mean,
they do everything. They've got a holiday things they do. They bring in reindeers. Live reindeers to the hotel.
Wow.
No, and they've got this incredible little nutcracker elevator that's fully decorated with little bars of what is that stuff? Gingerbread.
Okay.
Yeah, gingerbread. But anyway, here's what I want to talk about.
Yes.
Now, you know, these teas and these brunches are all well and good, but I wanted to think a little bit outside the box for some great ideas. And so listen to this.
Okay.
What about taking mom to tiptoe through the tulips at the Richards Farm in Spring Grove?
Sounds good to me.
Have you ever been to Richardson Farm?
Certainly not, but you know me.
Listen to this.
What is it?
They have 350,000 tulips. It's like you feel like you're in Holland. And you can go out among the tulips with a mimosa. They have yard games, and they have, you know, treats in the gift shop, live music, food trucks. And Chuck and I went there, and I am telling you, it was absolutely exquisite. Now, of course, you got to pick the right time, and if the weather's not good, then that's
okay. Had you been there before?
Yes, I have. It's beautiful.
Wow.
Go ahead. And I was trying to think of something different for mom, and I thought, boy, this would be so special if you had your mom with you. I know you and I don't have our mothers.
True.
But if I had my mom, I would do that with her because I think it would be a very quiet, intimate afternoon, a mid-nature, and, you know, obviously the mimosas don't hurt. So, I mean, I think it would be fun.
You didn't know my mom, but if I took my mom to something like that, she'd strangle me. Believe me, she would absolutely...
Okay, well, then I have an idea for your mom.
Okay.
Hey, how about taking her to the world's largest rooftop bar at Navy Piers Offshore?
Hey,
there you go.
You know, I haven't been to that thing. How is that place, Candace?
It is so beautiful, and it's obviously all floor-to-ceiling windows. You have wraparound views of the city. They're offering, for Mother's Day, a fabulous brunch. Obviously, the views are awesome. And if you've never experienced that flyover that's there at Navy Pier, you know, take her for brunch, then take her to flyover, which showcases Chicago in a way you've never seen before. And, boy, you've got a beautiful morning for mom.
You like Navy Pier, don't you?
I love Navy Pier. And you know what? They've gotten so much better at their programming. I mean, at every time you turn around, they've got something new and different there. And I just love the way they're going at everything, you know, including every group of people with all kinds of different opportunities. And so, yeah, no, I am a huge fan of the People's Pier.
How is your buddy Art Smith's restaurant doing over there?
Oh, well, if it's up to me, he's going to be doing fine because I feel like I'm there every other week buying fried chicken, so I think I'm keeping him in business single-handedly. But he really does have the best fried chicken in the land. So I mean, and it's beautiful because they have this exquisite outdoor patio, and they're the first restaurant you see going into the pier, so it's
right,
really easy to get to.
The left side of the pier, right?
Right at the corner.
The north side of the pier.
You just get dropped off with a cab or Uber, and you pop right in, and you order a fried chicken. Of course, they've got lots of other things. That just happens to be my favorite. So
I got to ask you, too, Candace, and we're going to be on for a few more minutes, but
yeah,
what do you think? In driving down here today, I watched that and saw that entire block between wherever it is, Pearson and Chestnut, all empty across from the water tower.
Well,
it's heartbreaking.
You know, at a day like this with the rain makes it even sadder, I got to admit.
Yeah,
I mean, it's sad enough in the sunshine.
Yeah, you're
but,
right.
I don't know what's going to happen there. I'm telling you the truth. It's just, but I hope something happens soon because it seems like the longer it's empty, it just becomes like a that's like a fly in the ointment that you can't get rid of. So
it's depressing, and I think it's not happy it's not a happy kind of scene for tourists who come down to.
No, it has to look horrible.
See the so-called magnificent mile.
Might have to change that to the semi-magnificent mile, at least for now. I take that back.
That's
I love
right. Candace Jordan has come up with a catchy name for the semi-magnificent. How about the no longer magnificent mile?
Yeah, no. We can't go there. We're fans.
What did you do? I know how much you adored your mom. What did you do with your mom on Mother's Day? What would you do?
Well, you know, I would always buy her. I love to shower her with presents, first of all. I'm an only child, so she was like my best friend, my mother, and everything else.
Did she live downstate all this time?
Yeah, but you know, she lived with Chuck and I for the last 2 or 3 years of her life, which that shows you what an extraordinary husband I have. We had the best time together. I mean, Chuck would send us on trips when he would go fishing, and so we would go down to the Fountain Blue in Miami Beach for a week.
God.
And I mean, it's just, we had such fun together. Such fun. Yeah. Nope. They were wonderful days.
Oh, I bet. That's great to have those kind of memories.
Yeah.
Too.
What did you do with your mom? What did you do on Mother's Day?
Run. I would, I generally would just, send her flowers. She was not a big guy. She was not big on holidays by any stretch of the imagination. She kind of
not even. Some people are like that. I understand that. You know, my mother really wasn't big on holidays, and I think that's why I am.
Yeah, maybe that's true. Because you are. Yeah. I don't know anybody more enthusiastic about holidays than you, Candace Jordan. What's the next holiday?
We still have our Christmas tree up.
You do? what's the next big holiday? What is this, May Day? Well, we had May Day.
Chuck has started to call it a memory tree now, so we won't embarrass ourselves.
You never would embarrass yourself. This is the busiest time of year for you as we get into
it. It's extremely busy.
Summer.
But you know what? I've got to mention one other thing for Mother's Day.
You can mention anything.
I do have one really cool thing. Listen, if you've never been, have you ever been to, I know you haven't, so I don't know why I'm asking you this, but Air Ancient Baths, AIRE, Ancient Baths, are located at 800 West Superior. And this experience is like a relaxation, massages, facial treatments.
What would I do at a place like that, Candace?
Yeah, because you certainly don't relax. I know that.
True.
Listen to this, though. These experiences are based on the ancient Greek and Roman experiences of the baths, the thermal baths, you know, that they had.
Yeah.
And if you saw one of these places, because they're all over the country, but the one here, they always put them in historical buildings.
Huh.
So you have the feeling of like going back in time to this type of relaxation. It is really a cool experience. Not cheap, but very cool.
Wow. 800 West what? Superior?
800 West Superior, right.
What's it called? Because the name
it's
slipped right
Air,
by.
It's called Air, A-I-R-E, Ancient, A-N-C-I-E-N-T, Bass, B-A-T-H-S.
How much?
You
don't own it. Who cares?
It starts around $250. It's expensive. I've never been. I can't afford it.
maybe I can.
But I mentioned it for some of your wealthier listeners.
There are a lot of wealthy listeners to this station.
Yes, I know exactly.
Are you kidding me? So what's coming up, Candace? I mean, you'll be on in a couple of weeks again because you're my favorite correspondent.
Goodness. Well, let's see. Well, I'll tell you a couple of things that has been. You know, we went to the Beyond the Diamond. That's a White Sox Charities fundraiser.
Oh, how was
recently.
That?
Oh, it was at the old post office, and all the players were there. I mean, they played a game on stage with the players, like a Family Feud kind of thing. It was a sit-down dinner. It was really, really something special. And so I'm going to cover that, obviously, for my Cranes column. And also we went to Brookfield Zoo's World Gala, which was at the Hilton Chicago. And listen to this, Rick. They had on the dance floor meet and greet with flamingos, porcupines, penguins, let's see, what else did they have?
What do you mean?
They were all there. They had their handlers with all these animal ambassadors at this event at the Hilton Chicago.
Well, I pity the people who said, hey, Mr. Porcupine, give me a shake my hand.
But, I mean, can you imagine? There's no other event that does that.
I'm sure. Probably with good reason, too. But that was fun. Was there a fundraiser, of course, for...
Yeah, it was a fundraiser. They raised $2 million for animal care and the conservation program.
Wow.
Yeah. It was so interesting.
Did Chuck like it?
Oh, he loves that event. Because one time he went and they put an eagle on his arm for a photo op.
Oh, wow.
And it was so super cool. And, I mean, they do this for every event. They bring out their animal ambassadors, and they're always different and always, it's just an
that
incredible.
Is a, no,
and, oh, and during the live auction, listen to this, they had a naming, a chance to name the two penguin chicks.
Yeah.
And so somebody spent like $8,000 for the chance to name these chicks. I mean, they've got the most creative ideas for fundraising.
That's a good idea, because someone would name them maybe after their kids or something. That
yeah,
would be a
sure,
cool idea.
Exactly. And forever
their
they would have those names.
Maybe
it's
their
cute.
Ex-wives. Yeah, name some penguins after
that.
That
would
ex-wives.
Go for the tarantulas.
Yeah, if anybody had a contest to name tarantulas, a name tarantula contest. So
you
what
know,
do you,
I've got to tell you
ahead.
Something.
Tell me anything.
Listen to me. Rick, there is such a thing. One of the zoos, and I can't remember which one, but you can name the cockroaches after, you know, like an ex. It's literally, that's a thing.
Do you know how much it is to name a cockroach?
I mean, you can pay to have them named after your ex, whoever it is. That's a thing, for sure.
That is a thing?
Definitely.
Candace Jordan, you can go to candidcandace.com to learn much more about her.
Yes.
And where she writes. And how's the podcast going?
Podcast is going great. We just spoke the other day, and we're doing some things coming up with some ball players that we're going to have them chat about the situation of our teams. Okay. I don't know how much
attention
that'll draw.
The Cubs are doing well.
No, it'll be fun. So, it's doing good. And, you know, all the Mother's Day ideas that I just mentioned, you can find those at chicagostarmedia.com as well.
Well,
we wrote a whole article about them.
How often does your Cranes column appear?
As often as I can, as fast as I can write my articles after the events.
Is that right? Really?
Yeah.
Take it.
I just covered the Haymarket Gala, and I just covered After School Matters is going to be up shortly, their sneaker ball, and the two things I just spoke to you about, you know, Brookfield Zoo and also the Chicago White Sox Charities event. Yeah, so we got a lot of things going on. I have a special section in Cranes on nonprofits.
Is it online?
Yeah, online, Candid Candace. And you can just say Candace and put Cranes, and all my articles will pop up.
How are they treating you over there?
They're fabulous. I absolutely love them so much. Ann Dwyer, Ann Weiler is my editor. I am telling you, I
she's
am
a
so
nice,
lucky.
She's a nice person.
I feel
person.
So blessed.
She's
and Jim
nice
Kirk,
person.
He's the one that hired me. I mean, I feel...
Jim Kirk, former
yes.
Tribune man.
And my friend Maria Pappas put in a good word for me there, which I'm sure it helped the whole thing move forward. So I got a lot of people to thank for that.
How did you and Maria become so friendly? Because you really are good friends.
Yeah. Oh, God. I absolutely adore her. And, you know, I was thinking of that the other day, and I've known her so long, I can't remember how I first met her.
Huh.
It had to be at an event, some social thing, you know, and then she started inviting me to her, you know, she always has these wonderful events at her office.
At her office,
you know, downtown.
Sure.
Yeah, and
sure.
So we got closer, and, you know, I met Peter, her husband, and, you know, Chuck loved him, he loved Chuck, and so one thing led to another, and we just became good friends, and she's absolutely such an amazing human being in every way, and I feel so lucky to know her. And Chicago's so damn lucky to have her as a politician, I'll tell you.
Well, since we're dipping into politics, you think J.B. Pritzker should run for president? Laughing is not a good answer.
I prefer not to discuss politics. Right in the middle here.
Maria Pappas is a politician.
She's more of a friend. She's a friend first to me. So, anyway, no, I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. I know JB. I think he'd make a fine president. But
well, good. Well, I think
it's a big it's a big leap. That's a big job, and it's a big. I don't know if you want to open yourself up to everything you would open yourself up for in running for president.
No, that's true. But, you know, he's got a great partner at MK. I think
the two
of them are a very dynamic duo. And,
yes, they are.
Yeah, you know, listen, I think if that's something that he would want, and I think, you know, you got to open every door. If you have a yearning, you got to go through it.
You are a smart woman, Candace Jordan. What's your next party? Tell us what's your next party.
Oh, God, next party. Ooh, hold on. Let me look at my calendar. Do you have a minute? Let me give it.
Yeah, we have exactly 1 minute.
All right. Well, good. Well, that's good. That's just enough.
Perfect timing.
Oh, God, I can't believe it. The Surface Club Hat Luncheon is going to be on the 13th of May.
And you have to wear a hat? Or you buy a hat?
They say you do, but I'm not a hat person.
Candace Jordan,
I will be there, and it'll be fun.
You are a dynamo. Go to CandaceJordan.candidCandace.com. She's everywhere. She's everywhere. Thanks a million, sweetie. You'll be back soon.
Thank you for having me.
Say hi to Chuck. My pleasure. Don't be silly.